Welcome to the December 7th, 2008 morning worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today is the second Sunday of Advent, and today's worship is led by our children. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
Good morning!
My name is Sienna Devine.
And I'm Katie McDaniel.
And we welcome you to College Park Baptist Church.
We are excited you have joined us this morning on Children's Sunday. This is a special service. The children have been working very hard, and we hope that it will be a blessing for you.
We would like to get a record of everyone who is in worship today. You will find worship pads on each row. Please fill out the information and pass it down the pew. Members, please fill the info as you do weekly. Guests, please give us your information as you feel comfortable doing so. When everyone on your pew has completed the form, please pass it down so our ushers can pick it up at the end of the service.
Channels will have rehearsal today at 3:30.
Our children and youth will present City on a Hill tonight at 6 p.m. Please come and enjoy this service. There will also be a fellowship time after the service in Smith Hall.
The Sanctuary Choir will have rehearsal next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Parents' Night Out will be next Saturday, December 13th, 5:30 to 9 o'clock p.m. This is for children 6th grade and younger. Please sign up through the church office by Thursday, December 11th.
RGAs are raising money for the Lighting Moon Mission Offerings and Global Missions Offerings. A mailbox has been placed in Adult 1 until Sunday, December 21st. So what this means is you can place your Christmas cards to the church members in a mailbox in Adult 1. The GAs will then sort the cards, put them in family groups, and each family can pick up their mail here at church. Please help our mission project and make a donation at the mailbox.
This Wednesday is a regular schedule. Please check the back of your bulletin for that schedule.
There is a brand new event coming on December 17th at 6:45 p.m. It is called Jingle Jam, and it will be fun for the entire family. We want everyone to show up for this family Christmas worship experience. Kids, bring your parents bring your parents, and everyone bring a friend. There will also be hot chocolate for everyone. Come celebrate the truth of Christmas in a brand new, fun way.
We would like to say a special welcome to our guests today. We have ushers coming down the aisles now. If you are a guest this morning, we would like to give you a little information about our church. We ask our guests to raise your hand, and one of our ushers will give you a packet of information. This packet tells you about who we are and several things that we do. We hope that this worship service will be meaningful for you. Thank you for joining us.
As we get started in worship today, the Joseph Alexander family will come up and lead us in our Advent reading.
Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from the book of Micah, chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely. For then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. Our New Testament reading is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 14 through 18.
For he is himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Today we light the candle of peace.
Thank you. please pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our church, thank you for Christmas, and for Jesus, the best gift ever. Please help the poor and the sick, especially at Christmas time. And please be with us this morning as we share our love for Jesus. Amen.
Ephesians 2, verse 4 through 13. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we are dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And when God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
For it is by this, not from yourselves, grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, that done in the body by the hands of men, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus you are, who once were far away, have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
from Luke 12, 22 through 34. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn. Yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds."
Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you will need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well.
Verse 32 through 34 says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will be not exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be." May God bless the reading and understanding of his holy word.
Thank you.
you please pray with me? Dear Lord, thank you for all that you have given to us. We are thankful for your many blessings of family and home and at church, food and warm place to sleep. We are thankful for the Christmas season when we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Please help others that are sick and do not have the wonderful things that we do. Most of all, we are thankful for the birth of your Son, Christ, who died for our sins. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Mr. Charlie and Mr. Jim and Mr. Robert, who's sick today, I'm sorry to say, all have the pleasure of working with these wonderful young people every week. And each month at Sunday school time, we have a special virtue that we talk about, right? In November, what was our virtue, Owen?
Gratitude.
You want to get the mic so we can hear you? And tell us what we learned that gratitude was.
Letting others know you see how they've helped you.
Letting others know how they've helped us. And that was an important word for November, wasn't it? With Thanksgiving, we wanted to give thanks to people and tell them how much we appreciated them, right? And then what's the word for December, Katie?
Generosity. Making someone's day by giving something away.
And we found that those two words have a lot to do with each other, don't they? It's the generosity of somebody that gives us gratitude. And then when we are filled with gratitude, we want to be generous and give something back, don't we? Mr. Charlie and Mr. Jim have something we want to share with you that will help you think about what the greatest gift that was ever given in the history of the world. What could it have been? What was the greatest gift that was ever given, Tyler?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. God loved us so much that he gave his only son so that we'd have a chance for eternal life. And we've been entering the Advent season, and last week we lit the candle of hope, right? What did we find that hope means? Sam, stand up and tell us what hope means.
H means hold on and have faith. O means be optimistic. P means pray without ceasing. E means expect great things. God's plan for you is great.
It's a pretty powerful word, isn't it? Because of Jesus Christ, we have hope. We can hold on fast, that's what the H means, and have faith no matter what this earthly world gives us, right? And the O means we can be optimistic. Because of Christ, we can be optimistic. And P means to pray without ceasing. Don't ever stop praying. Even when you don't know what to pray, our Heavenly Father knows what we need, doesn't he? So he prays for us. And E means to expect great things. Because of that gift of Jesus Christ, we can expect great things, can't we? God's plan is greater than anything we can ever imagine. And I know God's plan is great for you. Another word for this week when we lit the Advent candle was the word of peace. And before Jesus was even born, the prophet Isaiah foretold of the Prince of Peace. Tiffany, will you share that scripture with us?
Isaiah 9:6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace. And then in the New Testament, when Paul was talking to the church of Philippi in Philippians, what does it say?
Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
The peace that passes all understanding. That's a pretty cool gift, isn't it? God loved us so much that he gave his only son. And there's a scripture in the Bible that makes me think of a story. And I know some of you have heard me tell this story before. So if you know it, I want you to help me. Give me your eyes just 1 minute. When I was a little girl, at the church that I grew up in, our pastor would have a children's service. Every Sunday, we'd have a little get-together, and we'd come down the front row, and all the parents would worry about what their children were going to say, just like when Mr. Jeff calls you guys down. And our pastor's name was Willie. And Pastor Willie said, all right, guys, who can tell me, who can say John 3:16? And there was a little girl on the front row, and Tyler, what did she do? Show me. You've heard me tell this story. She raised her hand as hard as she could, and she was waving, and our pastor said, okay, tell us, what's John 3:16? And she stood up, and she said, John 3:16. That was exactly what she said. And then sometimes when people are reading the Bible, they're looking at words. But we've learned that Scripture is so much more than words, haven't we? We learn through our studies each Sunday that Scripture is what? It's God breathed. It comes from God to help us learn how to live our life here on earth. And God loved us so much that he told us that he was going to send his son. Isaiah told us before he even came. And we're so blessed to have that greatest gift of all. And we want it to shine through us so we can share it with others, right? So we've been working on this scripture verse. And we believe that when we learn about Scripture, it's like loving God. We love God with all our hearts, all our minds, and all our strengths. So when we learn Scripture, what do we use? Our hearts, our minds, and all our strengths and our bodies. So to help us learn that Scripture and to give it meaning, we usually put some actions with it, don't we? So will you guys help me? Will you stand up, please? Face the congregation for me. Okay, we're going to get a little pattern going, okay? You ready? Will you help me? And then if you know it, will you join us? So we're going to bend and stand up. We've got to move some. We've been sitting still long enough. You ready? For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Do it again. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Please join us. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. Thank you, guys. Have a seat. That was beautiful. Pretty powerful gift, isn't it? When you think about all the cool gifts you've gotten in your lifetime, the greatest gift we've ever been given is the gift of who? Jesus Christ. And we need to stop and give thanks for that, don't we? So CJ's going to lead us in prayer. Before we pray, we try to take... No, you please stand up, sweetie. We try to take a moment to connect with our Heavenly Father. So take a second. Welcome Him into your life. And CJ, will you pray for us, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for the greatness gift of all Your Son. Through Christ Jesus, we have hope, peace, and life. Please help us to let Your gift shine through us in all we do and say. In Your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. And we're very thankful for each of you. God's ready. Come on down.
Jesus, I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsel and lights and the presents are nice, but the real gift is You. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the carols and bells make the holiday swell, and it's all about You.
Folks, I believe that we serve an amazing God who allows us to experience worship services like this. And this is just a glimpse of what eternity will be like. And I'm very thankful for the opportunity to serve here at College Park. As we were preparing for this service, so many people worked so hard to prepare, from the music to the prayers to the announcements to everything, getting the kids organized and halfway practiced during several different times. As we were preparing, there was a thought that kind of came throughout our preparations, and that giving the gift, as we think about Christmas and what God has given to us, we decided we wanted to give a gift to you. And so I'm going to ask all my GAs and RAs that are helping with this reverse offering, go on to the back. We want to give you something. As we thought about the gift that God gave us, and the fact that we celebrate Advent, we celebrate the coming of Christ, this is a gift that we cannot keep to ourselves. This is a gift for the entire world. And we decided to do something a little different. We've already had our offering where you give your tithes and your gifts to God to be used in this church and around the world. We wanted to give something back to you. And so we want to give you a small sheet of paper. I'm thankful. Y'all can come on down. Y'all come on down when you're ready. And inside up this rolled sheet of paper is some ideas. Don't give them out yet. Just hang out right where you are. Hang out right where you are, okay? Inside are some ideas of how you can give the gift of God's love to somebody else. Just some tangible ways of of you making Christmas come alive for somebody else. So here's the challenge. You've seen the kids tell us about the gift that we have been given. The challenge that they have given us is for us to give that gift away. And I hope that during the next few minutes, as you open up these ribbon-laced ideas of how to give God's love away, that you will remember the message of these children and to give God's love away. Let's pray together. And then we'll have our reverse offering, and then we will have our hymn. Will you pray with me? Father, I thank you for this day. We thank you for the beauty of this morning, the gift that you have given already in Jesus Christ, who was sent to this world as a love offering to us. You call us to give that gift away, to live it in our own lives so much that people around us want to know what's different about us. Help us to take these ideas and the influence of these children to change our own life, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Start passing. invite you to be seated right where you are. Just a few announcements before we get going. We have a tradition that's blasted back to 1948 is going to continue today. We have treat bags from the Grogans and from the Rawls family. We're very thankful. They give these out to our children every year. And that tradition goes back to even before our church began, and back in 1948. And so if you're a child or a youth, there are Christmas treat bags as you leave the service today and you go out Smith Hall. Please pick one of those up, and we do thank those families for providing these today. We also want to let you know that our missions offering for Christmas has begun, and we have $5,988 for Lottie Moon and Global Missions. We appreciate that, and we want to continue to get those missions gifts in as well. Two other things. Our Jingle Jam, that's a brand new thing you heard the kids talk about earlier. I hope that you are planning to be here for Jingle Jam. I promise you it'll be unlike anything you've seen. It will be an experience for the entire family. And so we want you to come. It'll be the last Wednesday night that we have before Christmas. So that's two Wednesdays from today. And we hope that you will come and bring friends for that night. Finally, tonight at 6 o'clock, if you've liked what you've heard, which if you haven't liked what you've heard, talk to me after and we'll get all that straightened out. But if you've liked what you've heard, 6 o'clock tonight, our youth and our children will be having a musical presentation tonight that you will not want to miss. They and their leaders have worked hard to prepare to present the message of the truth of God's love. And we hope that you come and support them tonight at 6 o'clock. We do ask kids in Sing for God and Psalm 8:2. That's Miss Mary's choir. If Psalm 8:2 is Miss Mary's choir now. If you want to go to that one, and the youth choir, we need you to be here at 4:34 rehearsal. Okay? I want really quickly, I want all the children. Come on back up here. All right. Come stand up here. Don't get near the edge. We've done good so far. I don't want anybody falling off in the last 2 minutes. So everybody come stand up here. It's always a Summers that tries to push the edge. Okay? All right. Come on, Tyler. All right. I need all my leaders to come up, too. If you had anything to do with today, I need you to come up. Come on, you're shy. Debbie, come on. I know you don't like it. Okay, all right. Choir leaders, anybody at all that had anything to do with getting these kids prepared. All right, let me slide over here. All right, come stand up. Oh, stay away from the edge. Thank you. Tyler, we'll talk later. All right. We have so many people to be thankful for. We have these as well as the ones that have already gone back. I am very, very proud of what y'all did this morning. It turned out that my family's vacation was this past week. And so I had to turn, everything over to them. And they just did. It was better than if I were here. And I was very thankful. Very thankful for all that you did. For all the effort and the energy and the passion, very thankful. And I want you to know that I've been at Disney World the last week, and it was great, but I never felt like it was Christmas until this morning. And now I feel like it's Christmas. And you guys did that. And God used you to make a huge difference in the lives of all these people. And they want to say thank you. To all of our Sunday school teachers, to all of our prayer partners, to all of our mission leaders, we thank you for all that you do to prepare all these children every week to face a world that is so in need of God's love and the gift of Jesus Christ. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this glorious day that you have given to us. We thank you for the gift of Jesus, the gift of these children that have told us the story of Jesus Christ. May we use it to go out and tell other people, let them know that Jesus loves them too. In Jesus' name, amen.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.